This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. This is going to be a solo episode because I have been busy, had family over for the Memorial Day holiday, and wanted to get a quick episode done so you guys don't forget about us. Wanted to get a quick episode done before tonight's game, which starts, I believe, in about an hour. So what I want to cover on this episode is the Astros versus the A's, because we haven't talked about that yet. So let's talk about game one. Justin Verlander started the game. Bottom of the first, Andujar had an RBI single. The A's led 1-0. And the top of the fourth, this is when the Astros did all of their damage. Jordan hit his 10th double of the year. Altuve scored, and that tied it up. And then Alex Bregman, a two-run single, brought in Jordan and Tucker. The Astros now up 3-1. And then Jake Myers, who's been a stud, a three-run homer, his sixth homer of the year, 6-1 Astros. Bottom of the fifth, Blade had a solo home run. And then Andujar drove another run in the seventh. That made it 6-3. But that, however, was the final score. The Astros win game one of the A series. JV, 6 innings, 8 hits, 2 runs, only one of them earned. A good thing about JV here in this outing, 9 strikeouts and 0 walks. Great job by JV. He picks up the win. He's now 3-2. His ERA is 3.60. Brian Abreu, 2 hits, a run, and 2 strikeouts. Presley had his 7th hold. And Hader, no run, no hit, 2 strikeouts, save number 7. Jose Altuve, 3-for-5 with a run. Tucker, 1-for-5, he scored a run. Jordan, 2-for-4, he drove a run in. And Bregman, 1-for-5, but he made it count with 2 runs scored. John Singleton, 2-for-3 with a run. Jake Myers made his hit count also. 1-for-4. 3-run bomb. Yainer Diaz, 1-for-4. Chaz, who came back, 1-for-4. The Astros, 6 runs on 12 hits. Pretty good offensive output. 3-for-6, runners in scoring position, and 7 left on base. All right, so the positive aspects of this, folks, is the Astros scored 6 runs on 12 hits. They left 7 guys on base. And I'll tell you, the only negative I can take out of this, they scored all their runs in 1 inning, which means they went 8 innings where they did not score at all. And game two, offensively, wasn't very good either. All right, I'll be periodically clearing my throat, so be patient. So game two was Spencer Arrighetti. This guy's getting better and better and better. Last time I was mad that they left him out. His ERA took a hit. And in game two, he actually got it down a little bit. Bottom of the first, Rooker had a 2-run double. The A's take a 2-0 lead. Tucker had a sac fly in the sixth. That made it 2-1. He brought in Dubon. And then Cameron, RBI single in the bottom half to answer back. And that made it 3-1. That was the final score. The Astros scored 1 run in game two. Spencer Arrighetti, 5 innings, 5 hits and 3 runs, 3 walks and 7 strikeouts. 0 home runs given up by Arrighetti. Great job. Great job for Arrighetti. He did take the loss. He's now 2-5, and his ERA is 6.93. So he got it under 7. Scott had a hit, walk, and a strikeout. Mashinsky walked a guy, and Magic Man walked a guy. Bullpen, 3 scoreless innings. Offensively, Pena, 1-for-4, Jordan, 1-for-3, and Dubon, 2-for-3, and he scored a run. The Astros, one run on four hits, 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position, and they left five on base. All right, game three, Ronel Blanco, who is a stud for the Astros. Top of the fourth, Diaz had a sac fly, brought in Singleton. The Astros lead 1-0. Altuve drove in two. He drove in Jake and Dubon with a single. The Astros are up 3-0, and then Tucker capped off the fourth inning with his 18th home run. It was a Steve said hello. Hello, Steve. Had a great time, buddy. Thanks for tuning in to this solo episode. Where was I at here? Okay, Tucker, two-run homer, his 18th homer of the year. Tucker's definitely a stud. And I tweeted this out the other day that the Astros should break the bank and sign him. I think Wally and myself talked about it as well, too. And I did have a great Memorial Day. It's a little different than what we're used to here at the Fontenot house. It's usually just two of us, and there's no mess. And this time, lots of messes. But it is what it is. So Tucker, 18th home run. The Astros cruising 5-0. The A's would not get on the board till the bottom of the sixth when Schumann had a home run. Made that 5-1. And then the bottom of the ninth, Langeliers had a solo home run, and the Astros win 5-2. Blanco, seven innings, four hits, one run, a walk, and six strikeouts. He gave up a home run. He is 5-0, folks. 5-0. A 1.99 ERA. So he got his ERA back under two. Abreu, a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. Josh Hader, a hit and a run and a strikeout. That hit was a home run. His ERA is 4.13. Altuve went 2-for-5 with two RBIs. Tucker drove in two. He went 1-for-4 with a walk. Yordan went 1-for-5. Alex Bregman, 2-for-4. Great job by Alex Bregman. JP3 went 2-for-5. John Singleton, 1-for-3 with a walk, and he scored. Jake Meyers, 1-for-2 and two walks. After the A series, Jake Meyers hitting .293 with an .895 OPS. Can you say starting center fielder forever? Yainer Diaz, 0-for-3. Dubon, 1-for-4 with a strikeout. So in game three, the Astros scored five runs. They had 11 hits, 4-for-10 with runners in scoring position, and they left nine on base. Let me look at this again. The Astros went 5-2. They scored all of their runs in one inning. So they win two games out of three. And they only scored in one inning in each game. That's not good. That's not good offensively, although it is good to put up big numbers. So it's good. I don't want to say it's not good to score five runs, but I'm saying score more than one inning a game. But if you get a win, you get a win. It doesn't matter if you score one run nine times or you score nine run one time. So I take back what I said. I'm just saying it'd be nice if they scored some more than just one inning. But they win the series 2-1. And now I'm going to give you my player of the series. Right after that pause for a cough. I don't know what's wrong with me.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. Pitcher, I got Ronel Blanco. That was an easy pick for me. The Ram shirts. Don't forget, this is a Ram shirt. I always wear Ram shirts. Ram shirts, players of the series. And ladies and gentlemen, next month is June. It is Father's Day month. And we're going to give another shirt away from Ram Shirts. And it's going to be for Father's Day. So if you want to win, send an email to astrosbaseballpodcast@gmail.com and put the word dad in it. Win a shirt for dad. But we're going to open this up to social media in June. So I'll just tell you this. If you go through the email, you're going to get 5 entries. So you'll have 5 times better chance of winning than the people on social media. So my pitcher is Rono Blanco. He did great. And I'm switching my rose. I had somebody as a rose, but I'm switching it. I'm totally switching it. My position player, it's so tough. You could give it to... So look, Yordan didn't do much, right? But he got a hit in every game. He's the only player that got a hit in all 3 games. Tucker did some things. That's who I wanted to give it to. But I gave it to Jose Altuve. I gave it to him for when he got hits. When he drove in runs, what did it do? What was happening in the game? So I gave it to Altuve. The coach rose, I was going to give it to Yordan. But after going over the game again, I'm changing it. I'm changing it to Spencer Arrighetti. That's right. Spencer Arrighetti is my Rams shirts coach rose winner. If you're watching, feel free to comment your winners. All right, so last night, the Astros started a series with the first place Seattle Mariners. Good thing for the Astros is the Rangers are struggling. They got injuries. We have injuries, but I think we're playing better. I mean, we're not going to sweep every team. You have to win series, and then you'll climb up. And you have to win the series against Seattle, or you're not going to catch any ground. This is the best time to catch the team winning is beating them. That's the best way to catch up. But before we talk about the standings and any other stuff like that, let's talk about last night's game. So, bottom of the first, it was Framber pitching. Rally had a sac fly, and then France had an RBI single. Haniger RBI single. And it's kind of like a typical blow-up Framber Valdez sort of night, right? He gives up 3 runs in the first inning, but he doesn't give up any more. He got it together. So great job by Framber. Offensively, Jose Abreu, who just came back from Florida, who I don't even think he could buy a hit in Florida, they bring him back, and I'm going to touch on this, so stay with us. I'm going to touch on this. They bring Abreu back. He gets an RBI single, brings in Jake, 3-1, and then Caratini, sack fly, brought in Singleton, 3-2 after the 5th inning, or after 4.5 innings, and the Astros can't score again, but the pitcher shut him down. That's all the runs Seattle scored was all in the first inning. And all the runs the Astros scored were in the 5th, but they scored a couple. We need a little bit more offense. We know Seattle's a good team. They got great pitching. So we'll see what happens the rest of the series. Framber Valdez, 6 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, all the runs in the first inning. 3 walks and 4 strikeouts. No home runs given up. That's a plus. He's 3-3 with a 4.34 ERA, which is still respectable. He needs to get it. Maybe a 3.34 would be a lot better. Montero, where's he been? 2 walks and a strikeout. And Scott, no runs, no hits, no walks. Scott is a stud. Wearing Charlie Morton's number, doing good things. Altuve, 1-for-4. Jake Myers, 2-for-4. John Singleton, 1-for-4. Abreu, 1-for-3, and he drove in a run. Caratini, 1-for-2. He drove in a run. So here's a little stat for you. Both RBIs that the Astros scored last night was from the 8-hole and the 9-hole. That was Jose Abreu and Victor Caratini. So if you're going to beat the number one team, you're going to need your number one guys to bring in some runs. That's all I got to say about that. So tonight is Hunter Brown. Wednesday night is Justin Verlander. And then Arrighetti's on Thursday. it's a four-game series against Seattle. I got confused when I was doing this because I thought it was a three-game series. But we got Hunter Brown going tonight. We got Spencer Arrighetti going on Thursday. So I would say it's not like we have our greatest pitchers pitching in this series. We do have JV. Sorry for the P's. We do have JV, which is awesome. Hunter Brown or Arrighetti is going to have to pull out a win. We got to have a split unless you think we can win all three. We got to at least get a split of this series. We can't let them pick up a game on us. You need to pick up a game on them or try not to give a game to them. So, all right. In the game versus Seattle, the Astros 2 runs on 6 hits. Seattle had 3 runs on 6 hits. Pretty even matchup. The Astros 2 for 5 with runners in scoring position. They left 5 on base. So anyway, yeah, back to that. Hunter Brown, JV, Arrighetti. We got to get 2 of these. All we need is Hunter Brown or Arrighetti to pick up a win. And we got to count on JV to get a win. We got to count on him. So the standings, Seattle 29-26, Texas 25-29. They're 3.5 back, and Houston is 24-30. We're only 4.5 games back, no matter how bad you think it's going. No matter how bad it feels like it's going. We do have a losing record. We're 6 games under .500. We're 24-30. But we're 4.5 games out. We just need to put another streak together. We need to win. We need to beat teams that we're supposed to win. We should beat teams we're supposed to beat. That's what I meant to say. All right, so let me touch on this. I'll save the best for last. This is my final thought. So we have our great prospect who we brought up, Joey Loperfido. Is he the greatest prospect to ever play? Is he playing better than any prospect we've ever had? I don't think so, and I don't know. I'm going to tell you something about Springer, too. I don't know if you heard that. So the guy's hitting, I want to say, over 300. And when Chaz came back, he just sat on the bench. That's all he did. Hitting 300, sat on the bench. Abreu comes back. Of course, you got to send somebody back. And it's Loperfido. They just wasted a week of having Joey Loperfido. Is that his name? Almost got it wrong. And they, I don't know. I just didn't like how it was handled. But, you know, he got called up. Chaz was out. He got some playing time. We've always said it. You got Yordan as an outfielder. Tucker's an outfielder. Jake Myers. Mauricio Dubon. Chaz McCormick. He's number 6. It's too many outfielders. Is it a good problem to have? I don't know. Too many outfielders, too many pitchers. I don't know. But I didn't like the way it was handled. I don't know how you feel. So anyway, that's it, folks. That is it. I hope you enjoyed this half as much as I enjoyed doing it. It's never fun to do them by yourself, but hopefully you had fun listening to it. Don't forget, tonight, Hunter Brown, Wednesday, JV. And game 4 Thursday night, Spencer Arrighetti. And then back to Minute Maid Park on Friday. We got 3 against Minnesota, 3 against St. Louis. Let's go pick up these wins and go home where we're better now. This is the first time we're better at home in a while. I don't even remember the last time we've had a better home record than a road record. But let's get some wins in Seattle. Let's go back home and let's catch them. Let's get it done. And like, what's his name, the comedian? Get her done. Get her done, Astros. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.